Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Dibs and Willard. Gentlemen, what's going on?
I need some help today.
So do I. What do you need help with?
My man's worried about some things he saw or thought he saw in a preseason game last night from starters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude,
their third string, let the third string cook 51 points. Let the third stringers cook.
Here's how I'll answer that one.
Go ahead,
what did the Niners do this year in the preseason?
My whole point.
No,
man.
Do you even remember? I don't. Who won those games?
I
don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. It's my point. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Which preseason is less important, baseball, basketball, or football? Like, which one is the least important?
Are you talking about outcomes
basketball.
Or performances?
No, just the overall experience of what it is.
Baseball's the most important.
I believe that. Okay. I think we all agree.
I think.
Because, I mean, Logan Webb can go out there and throw 48 pitches and give up 8 runs, and who cares?
There's actual
stretching it out.
Actual fine-tuning that's going on.
Sure. No doubt.
And you get to look at youngsters and see what they're going to be.
Right. People are competing for actual spots where they will contribute.
Okay.
You all right?
What's the matter?
Yeah, I just want to lean back, and I forgot.
Fat Joe.
Yeah, there it is.
Second most important or second least important?
NFL. Yeah, no doubt
NFL.
About it. Their practices are really the games.
Yeah.
And the least important would be NBA. The association.
NBA.
Or do we think, because it's real short, I'm telling you, I'm not a doctor, Dibs.
Life is. I
patted myself on the back. Nobody knows why these guys are suffering these Achilles injuries. You think it's because you just have a short camp and preseason and then start it? I'm just saying.
Was it Doc Pandya that told us that the emergence of what do they call it? That little hop step move?
It's a negative step.
Yeah.
I can't
do it when I play, but the youngsters do.
It's a travel, is what it's called. We used to call it travel.
Not if you're about to put the ball on the ground.
You're both,
a split step.
Both feet are leaving the ground, and then they both come down on the ground. I know that is travel, but yes.
Well, only if you have the 2 feet land simultaneously. I don't want to get all too ref on you, but
anyway. But
what it is a negative step where you have the ball and you split your feet, and the 1 foot goes back, and you push off that foot.
It's Tatum and Halliburton. It was both the exact same.
Dre Greenlaw.
So Doc was saying that, man.
I mean, that's kind of a newer move.
Wow.
And it's seems to be snapping Achilles tendons.
Yep. Kobe Bryant, if you want to go back to his Achilles.
Was that the same move?
I believe he planted his foot backward.
Yeah.
And then you throw the ball up, and then that's going to be about it. It's not a natural explosive movement for your leg. Like, most explosive movements are going forward, right? Or at least going sideways. And these ones are going backward where you split it. And you plant it, and you try to push off that.
You're putting your entire body weight, essentially on that Achilles.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway.
There you go.
Can I get this is stupid and I would never do this except for it has has a Niner kind of a tinge to it, which is why I'll do it on the air. Plus I'm 0-5, so who gives a rip? So I'll ask you guys, you're all in the league.
Yeah. I'm 3-2.
Should I start Jackson Dart tonight, or should I wait and start Mac Jones against the Buccaneers this weekend?
And I'm being real with you because I want you to win. Mac Jones, and we had Sean King on, former NFL quarterback. Right. You saw what Seattle did, scoring 35 points, I believe, against that Tampa Bay defense.
Tampa Bay's giving up a lot of points.
That's just me. And you got Kyle calling the plays. I'm just saying.
Dibs in the bathroom said Jackson Dart.
How would you say, Steiny?
I think I'd say Mac Jones.
Okay. Anybody else who's in the league? None of them are watching.
Right, you know what? Like,
hi, guys.
Anyway, go ahead. The Giants may score 40 tonight. Who knows? But like, I do think the NFL is the kind of game where narratives, like, you can just kind of figure out a game by the narrative. I think the Eagles now have heard, oh, this team's in trouble, and nobody likes each other.
We're coming off of a loss.
I think they're probably going to win the game tonight, obviously, and maybe their defense will make some plays in that game. So that's why I would pick Mac Jones.
Okay.
That was my lean, not for smart reasons. Because nothing worse than Thursday, and then he does nothing, and you got to sit with it 3 days. I'm like, why did that wait?
I know, but I love having my favorite team's quarterback in fantasy.
There's nothing better.
Because I don't need to work. You know what I mean? When we do this, like, even if you're a Niner fan, if you got McCaffrey on your team, you're kind of hoping he scores the touchdown. When you have the quarterback, you don't care.
Throw it
to that Tonjus guy. That works too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
It's interesting, and I respect the answers because Tampa Bay is number 5 in yards per carry allowed. Mm. As a run defense, they're not as good against the pass, but I'm thinking about Seattle last week, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 for 132.
He's elite.
He is, man.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he did it against
Cooper Kupp. Also elite.
Yep.
6 for 59.
Used to be, but yeah,
he didn't have to be elite. He still is not Puka Nacua, but he's top 20. Yeah. He's probably better than any receiver the Niners will have going out there. Fine. Yes. And then you've got AJ Barner, who's probably still better than Jake Tonjes, as much as you want to love Tonjes. Yeah. So you could look at Tampa's defense and say, oh boy, they got gashed against the pass. And they kind of did, but the Niners will roll out Tonjes and MVS and
looks like Jennings might play. He practiced today. One in, one off.
Juwan's a maybe.
Sure. Yep. Juwan for snaps.
Ricky hasn't ruled it out.
Is Ricky going to play?
It doesn't sound like it. But he hasn't given up hope.
But what about McCaffrey?
Yeah, McCaffrey's great. Gotcha. Great in the pass game. Yep. Not so great in the run game. And
Shasky texted in. Hi, Joe. He's listening. He likes Mac Jones.
Okay, yeah. Look at
against
Joe.
Against Tampa.
Record in the fantasy league?
Also not good, but
I'm sending out trades to everybody. Everybody's ignoring me. I need a running back.
You didn't send me a trade?
Maybe you don't have any good players.
Yeah. I didn't want to.
I've got 3 running backs better than anyone you have.
All right, Lincoln Grandy, tell him get with him. I'm going to be in the lab.
All right, Grandy. Grandy, would you start Mac Jones or Jackson Dart?
Oh, probably Mac Jones.
Okay. Yeah, all right. There it is. Did you guys hear the beginning of the show?
Probably not.
Well, no, I lost it. And
I just saw on our text thread that you lost it. Yes, and I didn't get a chance to go back and hear it. Apparently, you lost it in a unique way, but... You lost it on somebody. Somebody was catching strays.
Because he's a friend of my son's, and I like Pods. I like everything that he's done here. And I know he catches strays. Oh, he ain't this. He's not that. But I do know the enigma that is Jonathan Kuminga comes with him saying at a juncture he wanted to be an all-star. And I feel like I've lived working at this station, people calling in, holding that against him. And then
against
Pods,
JK?
Yeah, that's how I see it, okay? Huh. Oh, he's selfish. You know?
That's what I said.
So Nick Friedell, our own Nick Friedell, had a sit-down with Pods, and he said, you know, at some juncture he wants to gain the trust of Curry and Draymond to where they'd go to the owner and maybe, I'm paraphrasing.
Should I read it real quick?
Please do.
I saw everybody, but let's make sure our listeners have heard what he said.
This is according to Pajemski. This is Brandon Pajemski. When they leave this thing, meaning the veterans on the Warriors, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust? And they can go to owner Joe Lacob and general manager Mike Dunleavy and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. So I think about that all the time, and I set myself up in that position to have that. And there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position.
Yeah,
I love the kid, but who's going to tell him?
What do you mean?
Nobody needs to go tell the owner who's getting the keys. Goats are not announced. They just arrive.
Well, he asked, how can I be that guy? He didn't say, I'm that guy.
But you're lobbying for something that will come natural if you're that dude. And you're not the face of the franchise unless you're that talent, that one. And that's all I was.
So I would love to, and we probably will explore later today, what it is about Brandon Pajemski that gets under people's skin.
A lot of he don't get under mine. Well, I love him. Have my kids. I want them to think like that, but don't voice it.
Okay, that's
it might
one
look
way.
Bad to Dibs. It might look bad to your teammates. It looks like you're thinking about, and the OGs ain't even left yet.
But I thought that was a pretty, I get what you're saying. I thought it was a pretty respectful way to do it. Could you argue he shouldn't say it out loud?
That's all my thing is.
You could argue that, but then again, I mean, coming from four people who say everything out loud for a living, I don't know. Like, I
feel like there's a double standard, Will. Kuminga wants to be an all-star, and he slayed over the rocks. He's selfish. Pods have thoughts of life without Curry and Dre, who ain't left yet. Master your craft.
I don't think anybody holds it against anybody for wanting to be an all-star. I don't see anybody as having a problem with Jonathan about wanting to be or even thinking he will be an all-star. BP told us over a year ago he wants to be the face of the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's a way bigger statement than what Steiny just read. So what are we accusing all of them of? Arrogance? Hello? They're professional basketball players. I think more guys in the league think this way than we realize. It's just a matter of, A, who voices it, and then, B, maybe the bigger thing, how do you go about doing it? If you're saying, this is my goal once they leave, and I want to learn how to go about doing that. Okay, that's one thing. I think, and it's, again, I'll agree with you, if anyone has been bothered by Kuminga, he very much has not grabbed a microphone and yelled
that. That's what Steiny was pointing out.
But what he has done is, behind the scenes, that thought has very much been thrown out by his agent on your show and others. And the accusation would be is, instead of saying it into a microphone, he just goes on the court and does it, seemingly maybe against the will of what his coach and team
are. That came up today.
Right? So, look, they're all allowed to think this way. They're all allowed. Great, great.
And you should. It's why he's running the team now, Dibs. I will give him an award. We got into the smarts of, I said, that's what has Pajemski in the spot that he's in now. So I'm not hating on the kid, but I just think, even with your teammates, the fans, and he was asked a question, but when you say it, how it comes off to me, I'm like, do you got your priorities in, are you focused on the right thing? And then the real right on the table, brought to you by ATCO, face of the franchises are the dudes, Willard, Dibs, those are the guys, and you're a sound player, but you ain't that.
Right, and I'm just stuck on what he actually said, which is, I want to earn that. He wants to be that, and for me, that is incredible. He's not saying that, I'm going to be that, and I'm 2 years away from being that. He's saying, I want to be that, I want to earn that, and so for me, I hear that, and I think, you know what, great, that's what I want to hear from everybody. I want to hear all these players say, when Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are all gone, I want to be in a spot where I've earned that. And if you're Pods and you play great for another year, at the end of year three, you probably get a contract extension, maybe not, like Kuminga did not. And then you get into that spot where you're going to be a future Warrior. And I was doing this earlier, looking at every other team in the Western Conference and their, quote, younger core. And Mark doesn't like this because Mark likes to stay in the moment, and I get that. But if you go around the Western Conference, there aren't too many teams that have a worse younger core than the Warriors. So Pods might be that guy. But if Pods is that guy, you're going to be 18-64.
And that was and I'll give it to you, Steiny. That's why this Kuminga on this day, if I could just say it hasn't worked out in year four going into five, hurt so much as a diehard Warrior fan, is I think this dude is so talented. I'm not taking onus off of him, but it hurts that he is not that, just, oh my gosh, we got this guy. Maybe not the one, 1A2. But that's what hurts.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What they have in common
is Pods and JK.
They both think they're better than they are.
That's but fair. That's okay. I like that.
Right. And they handle it differently. Pods goes out and talks and makes it clear he thinks he's better than he is. I believe Kuminga does that in a different kind of way.
Willard said on the court.
And in closed spaces. But I don't think I never once thought Kuminga was an attitude problem.
Nope.
Or I don't think
BP is either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I mean, but like Kuminga's in a bad spot. If you look at the 4 years, he's handled it pretty good.
He has.
All things considered.
He really has.
So,
I mean, this, like, my God, he's really, really handled it well in a way that has, like, not disrupted a locker room and all of those things. He's never, I know there's been passive stuff to Shams and all of that, but there's never been a moment where Jonathan has done anything where you would consider it disruptive or in the opposite direction of the team. And I think the same thing about BP.
We just talked about BP. You asked what real quick, why he gets under everybody's skin. Some people feel like he's getting a scholarship. I say he's earned everything he's gotten. The charges are part of it. He rebounds. He out-rebounds Kuminga. How does that happen?
Yep.
But Steinie said to me the reason he's on the court as much as he is they're kind of light in the guard position to where there's a line with the forward. But that still doesn't take away Pods taking advantage of an opportunity to be out there with Steph, Dre, and Kerr watching and not mess it up.
Dibs,
I got to give you love for that.
Your stat yesterday for the top, the three on-court groups of three?
Yep.
He was in four of the top six?
Correct, four of the top seven of three-man combinations, and that's what Steve Kerr has always said. And if you look at Brandon Pajemski, he can play with Draymond and Jimmy. He can play with Steph and Draymond. He can play with TJD. Right, he's a connector. Now, being a connector, does that mean that you're going to be the face of the franchise? Of course not. And he's not saying that he is or he's going to be. All I heard him say is he wants to be. He wants to be in 2 years or 3 years, he wants to be that guy. And when I heard or I read the quote, I'm like, you know what? Great. That's what I want to hear him say. And TJD, you can't say that because you won't be. And Moses Moody, you're not that kind of guy. And Jonathan Kuminga, you're probably going to be elsewhere. And Gui Santos is still trying to figure his way out. And so if you look at the other youngsters on this team, there's nobody else who is going to be here and might be poised to possibly be that guy.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Guys, the Lakers announced that Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James will be reevaluated in approximately 3 to 4 weeks for sciatica on his right side, which means he will be missing opening night versus the Warriors.
Wow.
LeBron's out.
Right. He's 41.
Yeah. No like, doubt. He's catching up
anybody
to
in
him.
Here not 41
wow.
yet?
Wow. I'm not like, 41.
Check sciatica, in July is on the Cadillac.
Yeah. Sciatica's called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's an old guy.
Wow.
Yes. Welcome to being over 40. Sciatica is a part of life now. But yeah, so bummer for the Lakers.
That stinks for opening night. Go ahead.
Yeah, he
doesn't turn 41 until December. But
yeah. I'm more of
I'm into rounding.
He's a man. He's 40.
Yep. I'm far more interested in Dib's stat that he gave before the narcissist news. So Dibs, Pods,
yes.
Three-man units, Pods is...
Let me pull it up right here just to be...
First of all, in the top, all of the top three.
Okay.
And all of the top three.
Well, he's actually
smart stuff.
Here's the way I
looked
at it. Yesterday?
He was number four, number five, and number six.
But here's the way...
Hold on. Stand by.
That's not what you told me.
No, he was one, two, three, and six.
There you go. That's what you told me yesterday.
He's plus minus.
Four of the top six.
Now, Goo's going to say...
In the top three.
That's unfair, but that right there is proof they've got to get better. Because for Brandon Pajemski to be in the top three-man groups, that tells me that once you get behind Curry, Draymond, and Steph, are you telling me Pajemski's the guy you absolutely have to have on the floor. That's what Steve Kerr's saying.
But I can't fault Potts for that, okay?
But that's a problem.
But it also is an example of how smart he is, Steiny.
I don't think he's smart. I don't think he's a smart player.
Why is that a problem when they went to the – they were one of the last eight teams playing. And if they didn't lose their star, they might have been one of the last four teams playing.
Steiny.
You don't think he's a smart player?
Yeah, we got into it.
I don't think he's high IQ.
I want to hear, like, what that observation is. Like, what do you see?
Well, first of all, the thing we've been talking about, now you may look at it differently. The thing that we're talking about, the bottom line is we're looking at a player that thinks he's better than he is. And that's the first step toward what I'm getting at. That's why one of the reasons he's not a smart player is because he tries to do too much. He dribbles into.
Not with that stat though, Steiny, and I didn't even need the stat, but that's a factoid to where you got to put some respect on Brandon.
First of all, I don't have to do anything.
But you know what I mean.
I've given him plenty of respect. I just don't know what you're saying. They have two Hall of Famers that play forward. That's why Kuminga's not playing. They've got Curry in the backcourt. That's it.
Right.
That's a big reason Pods is playing.
But if he wasn't smart enough to not know to mess it up,
he might just be the only guy who could be there. Okay.
But I think that's my point. To Pods,
well, I think if you're going to play Pods 28 minutes a game, you're not going to win.
Why he's out there.
That's
and they won last year, Steiny.
They did.
And they're going to win more at a higher clip this year.
Well, it sounds
but
like,
Willard,
sounds
I'm
like you're
Pods
really high on
I'm
Pods.
Not. I know he's a flawed player, too, but I'm not going to rob him of what he's done to be out on the floor with the responsibilities with a Hall of Fame coach, Steph Dre, all the every opportunity to mess it up. And he has it, and then Dibs comes with, we can play with everybody else.
I mean, I just look at the actual numbers, and the number one three-man combo last year, by plus-minus per 100 possessions, which is, you know, it's a thing, Curry, Moody, and Pods. Number two, Butler, Curry, and Pods. Number three, Butler, Green, and Pods. So Pods with Moody and Steph, okay, great, Steph, but hey, Moody, and then Pods with Steph and Jimmy, Pods with Draymond and Jimmy. So Pods, to me, just looking at the numbers, and maybe he's not a smart player. Those are not my words. But he does well with Curry and Moody. He does well with Butler. He does well with Draymond. He does well with a lot of different guys.
I think it's hard to not be a smart player to succeed the way he has. On athletic ability. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not calling him brilliant by any stretch, but like.
My point is this. I think people are sensitive when we talk about Jonathan Kuminga's IQ, IQ, and I just made a point. I don't make a big differentiation between Kuminga and Pods in terms of their basketball IQ.
That's fine.
I really don't.
That's fine.
I think both of them got a long way to go.
But one has fit in way more than the other.
Because he's had a better opportunity because they don't have as good of guards as they do as forwards.
There's probably some validity to that, but there's also validity to one is doing more of what the organization is asking him to do than the other one.
No doubt.
That's all. I mean, look, I don't even really care if both of them think that they're better than they are.
I
think most NBA players probably think they're better than they actually are. I mean, how many point guards in the league do you think they're the best point guard in the league?
All of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like at least half of them.
But, like, and this is interesting. I think you're right. And there's three guys on this team that I actually think they're better than they are. Well, more than that, probably. Pods. Okay, how does he handle it? He wants to be the face of the franchise. I don't know what he's doing. I think Kuminga thinks he's better than, yeah. And he's tend to be a little more quiet. He did it his way.
But his actions suggest,
but you know who else thinks he should have been playing more? Moses Moody.
Yep.
And he handled it the way he handled it. For 4 years, you know what I mean? So, like, everybody handles it differently.
Trace Jackson Davis is on our show talking about how difficult it has been to get DNPs. They all want to play.
Yep.
They all think that they should be playing, that no other point in their careers have they not been that dude. They're NBA players. Like, I mean, the other side of this, and I know nobody really wants to go here, this is the real unfortunate part of this.
Uh-oh.
These two players have been pitted against one another by a portion of the fan base. That's what I think is the absolute tragedy.
And one doesn't have to do with the other
different position. We end up in this conversation where now we're pointing arrows at them because they feel they're better than they are. Ooh, that's terrible. Like, do y'all think Mac Jones and Brock Purdy are actually super-duper rooting for each other? I got news for you. They're not.
Hello.
They want to play. They want to play. They all want to play. They all kind of on the down low. You think Adrian Martinez wasn't hoping that Mac, that cramp really, really hurt? Yes. They want to play. They want that shot. They all, that's who they are. And I don't think there's anything nefarious about that at all. I don't know why the Kuminga story, quite frankly, has taken off the way it has through the years, and I don't know why Brandon became the face of the opposition. But, like, I think this whole fan base has got an exercise and an assignment before
people
the season
feel like
starts.
Brandon's getting a scholarship at Kuminga to me.
Right, but like, right.
You know,
and
the,
Brandon last year
said he wanted to be an all-star.
The totality of the season was a +259.
I can't argue.
And
that.
Moses Moody was a +132, and Kuminga was a +6. And this is for the collective, and I know plus minus is a very small stat, but when you look at the whole season and you look at that, and yeah, Brandon benefited by playing with great players, but Kuminga did too when he was out there.
I think everybody we'd all do ourselves a favor if we prepared ourselves in a week and a half. To if you're a Warrior fan, I'm not going to pretend.
Go ahead. Where are you going?
I root for people who have jerseys.
Oh, no, right.
And we'll worry about February after the new year.
Just real quick, Steiny, that's before all. You leave, which team, a little trivia for you, I asked our group and nobody answered. Which team in the association has the most players on their roster born in the 1980s?
So that's old, right?
Well, 1989 would mean you are 36.
No,
yeah, roughly 36.
Got to be the Warriors.
Most on the roster.
I got the Warriors.
You wouldn't be asking.
Yeah, no,
that's
I got true. The answer.
That's too
but
easy.
I think it's the Clippers.
It's the easiest answer to get me out of here fast.
I think
Warriors.
It's Clippers.
I'll go with Charlotte.
Points to Guru.
Yeah, the Clippers.
Hell yeah. Lopez, Harden. Chris Paul, still playing basketball.
Damn.
And,
it's too early in the season to even know that Lopez is on the Clippers.
I think they play tonight.
Do they?
Tomorrow morning. I don't even know what the time difference is.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
And Kawhi, there's one other Clipper. I don't have it in front of me, but go look at you.
Probably Bradley Beal now.
Maybe.
Is he on the Clippers?
The Clippers are sneaky old.
All right, guys. I'm a little differently today.
What's that?
Go Green Wave.
Tulane.
Sean Salisbury in an hour. Nice walk-off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.